It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. People with suspected concussions get checked out pretty thoroughly by their doctors. But UT Health San Antonio Assistant Professor Rocio Norman says for some, there are cognitive changes and deficits that doctors don't pick up.
They focus on being able to walk and being able to move around, being able to do the activities that you need to do. But something like cognition and communication, those are a little bit more nuanced.
And even mild cognitive deficits can impact a person's ability to communicate.
Like being able to have a conversation with two of your friends at the same time, going to a restaurant and having a conversation with someone while there's noise around you.
Norman has studied cognition and communication after concussion, and she says communication deficits can linger, leaving people isolated. It can hold them back at work and can lead to anxiety and depression.
If you have any suspicion of having any kind of language or cognitive problem, a referral to speech language pathology is more than appropriate. If there's not a speech language pathologist, occupational therapy or neuropsychology would also be appropriate.
So if you or one of your kids suffers a mild TBI, a concussion, Norman says consider a more thorough workup. And she thinks we need better tools to detect even mild cognitive deficits after concussion sooner. That's Science and Medicine from the UT Health Science Center San Antonio and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.